Welcome back inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard, one of your hosts from FanRagSports.com, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Trevor, I don't know if you can hear it, but the window is open behind me here because we have had two straight days of we're closing in on 70 degrees again for a second straight day. We're not quite there yet, but the sun is out. It is warm. It is still February in Pennsylvania. In the mountains of Pennsylvania. I don't know if you've noticed it. Have you noticed an uptick in my mood over this last podcast and this one? I mean, it's...
I feel like you sound less sick, like you're not cooped up anymore, so...
Just getting their first taste of fresh air here in about 4 months, that's all.
Hey, man, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm really proud of you guys for actually having livable weather for two straight days.
It's pretty amazing. By the way, tomorrow will be 36.
I was at the beach for 2 days this weekend, so.
Oh, were you? Oh, wow. Well, that's real cool. Beach must be fun. Yeah. It'll be 36 degrees tomorrow here.
36?
So, 36. Jeez. We had an ice storm this weekend. It was 73 degrees yesterday. Today, it's 68 right now. It'll be 70. Tonight, there's a low of 36. Tomorrow, it'll be a high of 38 with snow and rain.
Global warming, folks.
But then we do get back to the 50s. We get back
get
to the
prepared.
50s. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost through it. It's a dark and trying time. And someday I hope that you get a chance to experience it.
Never.
Because, yeah, I know. You're not built for that. All right, we got our combine predictions. Defensive line, edge defenders, and linebackers today. I feel like through the offensive positions, you've done admirably, but I think I'm absolutely going to annihilate you when the actual combine happens. And I'm very excited for that. But where I really feel like I can separate myself is on the defensive line and edge groups, because these are my guys. Like
you watch these guys way more than I have. So I'm going to like say a name and then you're going to bring out some stupid sleeper that I've never even watched. And he's going to run like a 4.3 at 300 pounds.
There are like five edges I've never heard of in my life. Like John Franklin Myers from Stephen F. Austin. I didn't even know Stephen F. Austin had football. I knew they were a basketball squad. I remember that from the tournament. But anyway, let's go defensive line first. We'll go with until we are separating them. I know they work out together at the combine. But we're okay separating them because Trevor and I, we live in the present. And in the present, edge defenders and interior defensive linemen aren't the same and won't post anywhere close to the same numbers unless your name's Aaron Donald. So we're going to go with defensive line first. I know you're going to want to pick them for every category, but you can only pick Taven Bryan for one. I'll remind you of that. You can only pick him for one category. 40-yard dash, and I'm going to just, because I feel like I'm so far, I've distanced myself so much from you at this point, I'm just going to go ahead and let you take, for the first two categories, you just get to pick your guy.
Well, I can repeat you. So you saying that actually is not a, like, help to me. So I appreciate the faux chivalry, if you want to call it that.
I think that's a good term for it because it's definitely
40-yard dash. I love Taven Bryan's. I think I'm gonna love his 10-yard split, but am I gonna love his 40-yard dash?
Are we doing 10-yard splits? They're always
we're not. That's why I'm saying, you know what, I guess, yeah,
praying about it.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'll go with my guy. I'll go with Taven Bryan.
Taven Bryan for the 40.
Yeah. Whew.
Actually, probably a decent choice for the 40. I'm looking at the other options. Who's going to stand out? Some people think Tim Settle's going to run super fast. I mean, I think he probably run fast for a 335-pound dude, but not picking him. Vita Vey is going to run 4.9. Not sure if you heard. Probably not, though.
Trust me, I've heard.
We've heard, don't believe. Justin Jones can scoot a little bit.
He can.
I'm going to go with Maurice Terst.
That's okay. All right.
No, I'm going to go with Justin Jones. I'm going to go with Justin Jones to scoot a little bit on this one.
All right, so you got to go first in one of the jumps now.
Okay, are we coming back to worst 40?
We should do worst 40.
Okay,
now,
worst 40. worst 40 among the interior D linemen. Who is Eddie Wilson from Purdue? Haven't seen him. Sorry, bud. I thought you were going to pick Nathan Shepard in the last one, actually.
No, not for the 40. I'm going to go with worst 40.
Josh Frazier, probably not going to run a good 40.
Yeah.
Alabama guy. John Atkins from Georgia. Oh.
Yeah. That's I was going to go with bet. I think I was going to go with Atkins.
All right, you go with Atkins. I'm going with Naughty.
I was going to go with actually either Atkins or Naughty. So, I'll go Atkins. You can go Naughty. That's fine.
Naughty, see, I just – there were a couple opportunities he had to get out and run, and it wasn't good on tape. But that's my boy. That's my boy. So, I feel bad picking him for
all right, so, yeah, I got them for worst 40.
All right, vertical jumps. Who's got the hops out the big boys? Vita Vea. Danny Shelton jumped like 31 and a half. That might have – that's pretty good. Tim Settle. There's so many people think Tim Settle's just going to slaughter the combine. I mean, I think he's going to do okay in some events, but he's going to be, like, way worse in the agilities than people think.
I think, yeah, I'll go with Tim Settle, actually, here.
Tim Settle for the vertical? You're going for 335-pound dude?
Yeah, why not?
All right. I appreciate the boldness, I do.
Yeah, why not? Because I was either picking him or Vita, so I was going to go bold with the vert.
Oh, my goodness. You were pure bold.
I was going to go bold with the vert, so...
I actually think I'm going with Taven Bryan here.
That's a good pick.
I think that's where he'll impress. Broad jump. Harrison
Nathan
Phillips.
Nathan Shepard.
Nathan Shepard's a good choice. I don't know why, but I just can't picture Harrison Phillips killing the broad jump. That I know that's probably mean to say, but I just can't do it.
How's that mean to say? Well, big dude can't jump far. Why? How is that bad?
He's not even that big. That's why it's bad. He's just like isn't a great athlete. I don't think.
Okay, now that's, trying to picture him that's insulting.
That's mean. Yeah, there we go. What are we on? Broad jump. I got to pick a broad jumper.
I'm going to have to put like a shot clock on you.
Wait a minute. Let's go with Taylor Stallworth.
You just Googled that.
No, I his name.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm calling BS.
How
dude.
Do I? What do I?
I'm
Google?
Calling BS. You took way too long on that. You Googled it, saw what he like ran in high school or jumped
Taylor
in high
stall
school
with broad.
Made
jug.
Your pick. I'm calling BS. You're, you
don't
I'm,
even do the broad
my
jump.
My lawyer's gonna be on the phone if this dude jumps really far. Just letting you know, I'm coming after you.
Go ahead. Taylor Stallworth, there's nothing even online about his broad jump. I just watched him play. I think he can move. Sorry I do my homework. Gosh. Who you got for this 20-yard shuttle then? Mr. Indignation.
I have,
you don't have Murray's anybody. Hurst. Oh, Hurst, okay.
Yeah.
Short shuttle. I'm gonna go with a total sleeper in this one. Vita Vea. Not a sleeper at all. Well, I don't
not
think
sure
any
if you've heard of him.
I don't know if anybody would pick him to win the short shuttle, but I can't. I've already picked all the names that I think would compete, so I'm just going to go with him. Maurice Hurst, I was saving for the three cone, so he's my three cone guy.
Okay. Wait, you already picked him for your 40.
No, I picked Justin Jones.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, I switched it up.
Okay. I was hoping I was going to get you.
I know I'm picking for bench, though. You already picked him, so. Three cone. You got to pick a three cone guy.
Kendrick Jordan. No, who? Just Kendrick Nourton from Miami, just because I've watched him play, and I actually low-key really like Kendrick Nourton, so I'm just going to put him on there to root for my guy.
I actually low-key have not seen Kendrick Nourton on his tape, he or McIntosh, so I have a minute.
Sounds like high-key, you haven't seen him.
Yeah, high-key, I haven't seen him at all. How about bench press? Best and worst. Best for me,
Your Nathan first, Shepherd. Your first year on the best.
Nathan Shepherd.
Okay.
He of the jacked traps. Oh, Harrison Phillips is going to put up numbers too, isn't he?
Going with De'Adrian Sinat.
Really?
Dude's got small arms, man.
Does he?
Wow. It's going to that bench is just going to rifle off of his chest for 5 inches every time.
Harry Phil is going to do work on the bench. Maybe I should have picked him, but I want to pick Shepherd for something. Shepherd is jacked and not that long either.
I'm going to get, I'm getting Sinat. I think I'm going to get you there.
All right, we'll see. I haven't seen Sinat play either, so. Bench pressing for the worst bench press. Reggie McKenzie's kid is in this draft, by the way. I'm tempted to pick him. Khalil McKenzie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're going to pick him as the worst?
I don't know why. I've not seen him play, so it'd just be complete, just to be mean. But I'm not going to pick him as the worst. Lawal Lotulelei is a little bit tempting.
You think Lotulelei is going to have a low?
Not the lowest, maybe, but he's a longer-armed guy who has work ethic concerns.
Oh, wow.
Might as well go for it.
Wow.
Shoot your shot for the low-hanging fruit. Ooh, I can't pick a Bama guy, but Josh Frazier just kind of looks weak to me. Zaycove and Henderson have not seen. Texas A&M guy. Ooh, there's nobody that really stands out to me as like they're going to be a total dud in this for what it's worth.
I'm going to go with Eddie Wilson from Purdue as my worst one.
Do you know him, or are you just picking a guy?
I mean, I know his measurables, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Eddie Wilson. I'm going to go with Khalil McKenzie because nobody else is jumping out at me. So hopefully he's weak on tape. We'll see.
rooting against the guy now. Jeez.
I mean, it's hard, but because
yeah, I know. Look, man, I know succeed, that you're looking to get redemption because I beat you in the head-to-head matchups for all the Friday picks during the season.
Live on that, aren't
but
you?
You just can't just like just, go after these. I mean, they're kids, man. They're kids.
Just gonna live on
going
that.
Going after the future, man.
I remember when I beat you in the head-to-head matchups with the games.
Hey, that's what I sound like anymore? I have a new mic. Thank you.
Well played, edge defender, 40-yard dash. I was told today by Jonah Tulls, our esteemed colleague, that Josh Sweat will run in the 4.4s at 6'5", 250 pounds.
It could not be my esteemed colleague.
It is, but...
I'm just kidding.
It is, but he is no way. That would be insane. That would be insane if he ran in the 4.4s at 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
Like nuts.
This one's easy for me. Wait. Oh, shoot.
No, it's not that easy, is it?
I don't know which linebackers we're going to consider edges because it only has them lined up as like outside linebackers.
Yeah, the ones that say outside line. Oh, which of the outside linebacker ones? Okay, let me. Trayvon Young, not Fred Warner. Ture, you know. The guys you know. Thomas isn't. Thomas is a regular linebacker. Roquan. Jacob Pugh, regular linebacker, off-ball
I guess guy. I'll go. Because like Malik Jefferson is not an edge, is he?
No. Well, maybe he should be, but he's...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. I'm not considering him one, no.
Okay, Hercules I won't either.
Hercules Mata'afa is listed with the linebackers. That's where he's working out with the linebackers.
Lol. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Okoronkwo then.
Did you just say lol?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with Okoronkwo then.
Okoronkwo. Okay. All right, I respect that. I'm going to go with Lorenzo.
I take it back.
Wait a minute. Stand by. Is Harold Landry going to run the 40? Yeah, I'm going to go with Lorenzo Carter, I think. Yep, we're doing it. Lorenzo Carter. How about worst 40?
Is Shaq Griffin an edge?
No.
Okay.
Who'd you say? Oh, Oboe.
Yeah. Okronkwo. Worst 40. Okay, now I got to go back to D-line because, you know, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Deshaun Hand.
Oh, gosh. That's not a bad job. He is so slow, dude. Oh, man. If we were picking worst 3 cone, I'd probably for sure pick him. He is painfully slow. How is he even with the DNs? He's like 285 pounds.
He's a very nice kid, though.
Is he?
Yeah, I met him at the Senior Bowl.
That's He's very, a really cool dude. Very much cheating to pick him, by the way.
You know, I would say
gonna pick
somebody who's on the ropes.
I'm going to pick Olub. Olub.
You couldn't even get through the first syllable. You couldn't get through the first syllable.
Alubunmi Rotimi. Alubunmi Rotimi. That's God. Who I'm picking. I can't
I'm
even.
I'm dying.
Olub. He's on the list. I don't even know how to spell his name, but there he is.
Gosh.
Old Dominion. Know your prospects, man. Old Dominion. They be putting out these slow dudes. I didn't know Old Dominion had football either, so you learn all kinds of new things.
All right.
You recovered?
Yeah.
Back in it?
Yeah.
We got the vertical jumpers now. The vertical jumpers. Whew.
I mean, give me Josh Sweat, right?
Okay. Jeez, you can't do that. I just told
Doing
you
it.
That.
Doing it.
I really
Look,
want to
man,
go Josh Sweat,
you get
Sweat
the information too. Before my pick hits the paper. That's your fault.
That's a fair point. But I thought it would be just common courtesy.
There's no respect here. There's no unspoken like rules of baseball. Like, all right, it's a football podcast. We're savages.
That's true.
We got assistants on the other sideline looking at your plays, then giving us hand signals to what you're doing.
You have people
and
in my house?
And then we're lying about it, saying they're ball boys.
Are you saying you have people in my house watching me?
Look, I'm not saying I don't.
This podcast just got real. So you're picking Josh Sweat for the vertical.
Yeah.
I want to pick him, but I want to go against you. Like, I have to be bold. I'm being bold here. What about Arden Key to jump? I could go Arden Key here. What's Arden Key jumping these days, huh?
High? I don't know.
All right, picking him. Whatever. Screw it. All right, broad jump. Who you got?
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'm going first. I'm taking Harold Landry.
Okay. Going second and picking Marquise Haynes.
Okay. Why'd you pick Haynes? Are you trying to be mysterious by picking Haynes? Or are you like 222-pound defensive ends?
Because I think he's going to jump far.
Isn't Haynes an off-ball linebacker now, though?
No.
All right. Fine.
Haynes worked everything at the Senior Bowl from the edge.
No, he was a linebacker a little bit. You're right. He's more an edge. Wasn't good at it, but.
Wow. That's not really even true. You're lying to these good people.
What? You thought he was good?
All right. Short shuttle.
Short shuttle. Oh, by the way, Andrew Brown was available on defensive line, and we forgot him because he's over here with the DNs. What are they doing at the combine?
I don't even know what accent that was. It was awful.
What are they doing? Short shuttle, huh?
Short shuttle, indeed.
Well, I think that this is where I'll pull out little Joshua Sweat. No, this isn't. This isn't good.
I'm gonna go with. Can I pick Mataafa? Right, he's an edge.
Yeah, you can pick Mataafa if you want to be wrong.
Yep, all right, I'm doing it.
Actually, that's not a horrible choice, considering
I know it's not.
Jeez. I'm going Oboe.
Okay.
You're going Mataafa.
Yeah.
Three cone.
Teray.
Oh, you didn't. Did you just really try and do that? You know he's literally like my son.
Look, dude. So is Nathan Shepard, and you picked him.
Oh, that's true. But you had plenty of opportunity. Well, I guess I had plenty of opportunity. All right, I talked myself out of it. I'm not mad anymore. Okay.
Are you picking Trey too?
No.
Who are you playing?
Okay. I'm not going to be lame like that. Which, by the way, that's all Kyle and Joe have done is just copy our takes.
Wow.
Figures.
I would say I'm surprised, but.
But let's be honest. This is where Dorrance Armstrong is going to make his presence felt.
I hear the confidence in your voice when you say that.
Yeah, it wasn't confident at all, but I don't see another one, so we're going with it. Dorrance,
aren't you supposed to be better than me at this?
I think I am, but it's just I think that's part of the problem is that I have so many things going on in my head. Like it takes a little while to try and rein it all in and figure out who's going to be the best because I have to get it right. You know what I mean? It's important.
No, I hear you. It's
these things that are important.
Bench press now, right?
Yes. Okay.
I want to pick Leon just because he looks like a superhero. But I'm not.
Okay, good, because I would have literally driven to Florida and slain you.
Because that's picking my boy. I'm picking Kentavious Street for the best bench.
With them long arms.
Yeah. I've heard that he's like a workout freak, so
he is a freak.
We'll see how it goes.
Kentavious Street, I am taking the Greek god Leon Jacobs.
Yeah.
What do you want for worst bencher?
Marcus Davenport.
I'm taking Marcus Davenport.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I'm taking Uchenna Nwosu. Marcus Haynes would have been a good choice here too, same for Dorrance Armstrong.
Oh, you're right. Oh well.
Marcus Davenport. He does have long arms, and I do think he'll be worse than that than people think. I don't know if he'll
like
be worse, but
like pterodactyl arms.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Linebackers. You ready? You need a break?
Yep.
Can you tell what that is still?
Me rubbing. That's you rubbing your hands together to make a campfire because it's so cold in Pennsylvania.
Not today, man. Not today. We rolling out here. Linebackers.
You or me?
40-yard dash. Did I go first in the last one?
I think so.
No, you said oboe, I think. I don't know. We both were just different on the last one.
I'm picking Jerome Baker. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not picking him, so. I'm picking Roquan. I mean, he's going to be good at everything. So.
V-True.
That
was like the Lamar Jackson. It's like the Lamar Jackson plug with quarterbacks.
You just said V-True.
Yeah, what, am I not allowed to do that?
Well, I mean, you are. It's just you can say very. You could say whole word.
No, I have
too much work for you, Mister.
I have a Twitter accent in how
that's
I speak.
The truest thing I've ever heard about you. You have a Twitter accent. That's very true. Very true.
Follow me at Tampa Bay Trey. Go on.
Plug yourself. Going with Roquan still. I just can't. Okay. I think that's a win for me because I don't think anybody's faster than him. Vertical jump.
Malik Jefferson.
Okay, because you saw the video yesterday. Real cool.
Dude, it's on the internet, bro.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's not like FBI sealed.
I mean, he is going to jump like crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I shouldn't try and be different than you. I should just pick him because he's going to have the best one. But I really can I go back and change one from the last group?
You know, it depends. I mean, like the listeners will know that the integrity is gone, but you can. Yes.
I want Uchenna Nwosu in the vertical jump, and I want to switch worst bench to Marcus Haynes.
Fine.
Do you see that? Do you hear that in the background?
Yeah, what is that?
That was like some, I don't even know. We live in some very
Are you telling me to be like bustling, mesmerized by a giant truck coming
bustling
by
bustling
small
house? Town, yeah, something like that. But I don't even care that it's on the podcast because the window's open and it's staying open because it's that friggin' gorgeous out. I love it. Vertical jump for the linebackers. We are going to go with... Oh, we didn't do worst 40, by the way.
Yeah, just keep going. We'll do it at the end.
I'm
going
to go with Tremaine Edmonds here. I think dude's got hops.
Okay.
Broad jump.
Roquan Smith.
Okay. Good one. I can see him flying through the air. The greatest of ease. Broad jump for me... When I think about the broad jump...
When I think about Josh Allen...
When I think about the broad jump, I think about Shaquem Griffin.
Okay. Okay.
When I think about the short shuttle, I think about... See, I don't think Sean Dion Hamilton's going to be able to do this because of his knee, but I do think... He would do well in that if he were.
Yeah, I almost picked him, but I was he's probably pretty, still hurt, isn't he?
You're shifty, dude.
This is a short shuttle, yes?
Yes, I'm going with Jerome Baker here.
Okay.
Pray about it.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Kenny Young from UCLA. I'm going to go sleeper.
Kenny Young. Okay.
Yeah. Kenny Young moved really well at the Shrine week practices when I watched him.
Yeah, that's true. You were a big fan of him.
He was
super
explosive.
I have to go Fred Warner in something because he's my boy, but I think he's going to be like a guy better than him in every category, but I think he's going to be near the top in all of them. So I'm like a little bit torn there. Three cone. I think I'm going to go with... Did I already pick him? I think I already picked him. Did I pick Jerome Baker? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I'll go with Fred Warner for three gun. We'll do it.
Okay. I haven't picked three cone yet, right?
Correct.
Shaquem Griffin for three cone.
How about your best and worst benchers?
Worst, Jerome Baker.
You already picked him. Oh, wait.
I know, but it's for worst. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Best, we're going with Mike McCray from Michigan.
Okay.
Get big, Mike.
That's not a bad choice. I don't think he'll be the best. Not. But I don't think he'll be the best, though. Because the best will be... Oh, Garrett Dooley and Edge. We're going with him as an edge, I think, yeah. He'll be a good one for the bench, though. The best will be... No, I'm not going to do it. I was going to go with Micah Kizer, but Micah Kizer's not the biggest fan of me, so I'm not going to try and get on his good side by doing something like that. I'm going with a sleeper. I'm going with Oren Burks on the bench.
Okay.
From Vanderbilt. It's happening. And worst bench, you're right, it's going to be what's-his-face from Ohio State, Jerome Baker. Yeah. But also... I believe that Azeem Victor will be terrible in the bench.
Okay.
Neither of us picked Dorian O'Daniel for that, which means he's like 215 pounds, but a linebacker. So, all right, worst 40, and then we're out. Worst linebacker 40. I know. I'm picking Jason Kabinda.
I was thinking about Jason Kabinda.
Oh, sure you were.
It was between him and Jules White, so...
You've never heard of Jason Kabinda.
That's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I am a
diehard Penn
State Locked On NFL Draft podcast.
We know all prospects.
All right, I'm going to go with Josie Jewell because he's white.
Just pure, the only reason.
Not well, and gonna, okay, white Iowa inside linebacker. What more do you want?
Right. He is not fast, but he is not Scooby Wright slow either. People are slandering him by saying that.
I'm kind of like picking him because, like, you know, like, I hope he runs better, you know, for our people.
All right, give us a D line, an edge, and a linebacker with a lot to prove. D line first. Well, unless you feel otherwise inclined.
I'm looking through the names right now. So, I mean, I guess it's Josh Sweat. If what we're being told is true,
oh, you know, if you're on edge first, okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. D-line, edge, D-line. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'll just go with Josh Sweat for edge, just because if we're being told it's true and he really is this athletic freak, then we've kind of got to go back to his tape and see where the flashes were of his athleticism. You've got to figure out where you can get the most of it. I'm interested to see how athletic Deron Payne is on the defensive line. Certainly, like, obviously, I want to see Nathan Shepard. Nathan Shepard is my number one person because we don't know anything really about him. I've only seen him in flashes where he absolutely dominated at the Senior Bowl. So I'm looking forward to getting an athletic profile, getting some numbers on him. But outside of him, Deron Payne, just because he was such a force in the run game, he came on and had really good games late in the season. I just want to see how well he can move, how naturally he is moving. And then for linebacker, I mean, what pops out to me right away is like Malik Jefferson, but like Malik Jefferson is going to be good at the combine. So that's not really proving anything at the combine, if you ask me.
True.
Maybe Rashawn Evans. I think Rashawn Evans is so good at linebacker. I'd like to be reinforced by knowing how athletic he is, like his potential athleticism is. Trevor, then at that point, I have no problem picking him off.
Do you doubt Rashawn Evans?
I don't doubt it. I just want it to be proven because I think that he can really be, like, people are already saying, like, Tremaine Edmonds, like him versus Tremaine Edmonds. I'm looking to see the athletic profiles of this guy because people are saying that, like, Edmonds is the better linebacker, and I like Tremaine Edmonds, but, like, Rashawn Evans has some awesome tape, man.
Yes.
So looking to get him kind of solidified and see, like, hey, man, this guy is the athlete to match up with the tape, and that would warrant a higher pick, so.
To me, edge guys, Hercules Mataafa, because I think he's got to prove it, man, right? Like, that he's an edge in all categories. You know, I think people know his 10's going to be good and his jumps will probably be solid, but, you know, what is he going to prove in the three cone and the short shuttle and those ones, I think, that really matter for turning that corner and stuff. So it's big for him, and it's big for Harold Landry because he had a down senior year and he was banged up. And you got to remind people, you're the best athlete at edge in this class. You know, I mean, pound for pound, when you look, compare tape and combine performance, Landry's got to really, really stand out here. So I think those two guys have a lot to prove. I mean, edges, for all the edges, it's going to be super, super important. We mentioned Arden Key the other day as maybe needing a good combine more than anyone else. So that's critical. Defensive line, I think that it's big for Taven Bryan, to be honest, because he's been billed as this athletic freak with all this upside. I think he'll do well in certain areas. I don't know that the agilities are going to be as much his friend as other people think, so we will see. I know you're smarting over there. And Vita Vea, too. Like, I don't know, man. Like, people think Vita Vea is, like, unbelievable.
Look, his athletic profile is, like, all over the place right now. So
he's 340-some right, pounds. You. So it's
dude,
like,
if he runs anywhere near like the 4.8s at 3, whatever he's going to show up at, it's insane.
Oh, it's insane for sure. I'm not sure that it means anything about how good he'll be as a football player, though. Like, who cares what he runs in the 40? I mean, it's obviously nice to know, but, like, I think his agilities are really going to be, and I picked him for one of the agilities, so I went against myself by picking him just to be different. But I don't know. I just don't know if he really impresses there. So we will see. I think that it's going to be a fun group for the comp. Oh, in the linebacker group, man, I want Fred Warner to just come out and put himself on the map with a great performance, great showing there. I also think Leighton Vander Esch, I think that people think he's this unbelievable athlete. I think he's a solid athlete, but I think that he might get exposed a little bit at the combine if he doesn't bring it. So, and then, of course, for the guys with medical, Sean Dion Hamilton, Jack Ceci, a really important part of the process for them, too. So, both linebackers I like in the late day two stages. So should be fun. Always is a good time. Tomorrow, what do we got? We got corners and safeties. We wrap up our combine.
Wrapping up with DBs.
Friday, we got Fan Friday, taking your Q's and A and giving the A's for combine questions. Monday, we got Mock Draft Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, we got some cool stuff dropping with some prospect interviews. It's going to be really neat for you guys. And then we got combine coverage live from Indy, kicking it off, Trevor and I. Till then, keep it locked right here, Locked On NFL Draft.